Now we have a special guest in our studios, and our special guest is none other than Michelle Owen, who is the City of Muncie's Communication Director, and she is here to talk about the big-time plans that have been in the works for, what, 2 years?
Just about, yes.
And this is for the eclipse, of course, coming up Monday. There's no rain date for the eclipse.
That's right. We did check into that. We saw if we could reschedule over the weekend, and that didn't seem to be a likelihood.
Right. So we are having that eclipse. It's around 3 o'clock on Monday afternoon, right?
Yes, about 3:09, 3:12, depending a little bit on where you are in the city or in the county.
Well, Muncie has had a good deal of planning, and you've been involved in a lot of this. Tell us what's going on here in the city and who all is coming in.
Well, we are expecting quite a turnout. This all started about 18 months ago, a little bit longer than that, October of 2022. The Ball State Planetarium was generous enough to gather a whole consortium of us together to talk about the eclipse, which for many of us, at least for me, it was my first time understanding that there was an eclipse coming or what a massive cultural event it really is for communities who get to host any kind of eclipse viewing party. Eclipses globally are these huge events that people will travel to from all around the world. We've talked to communities that had a Path of Totality in 2017 and had visitors from 6 different continents and 27 different countries. So it really is a very momentous occasion that we have the honor of preparing for.
How many people, how many guests, if you will, are coming to Muncie? At least it's been estimated at, what, 100,000?
That's our rough estimate. We at least want to be prepared for that volume of people. It's really hard to give it an exact estimate since we've never had this before and we'll never have one again in our lifetimes. But the State Tourism Association is anticipating about 4 million non-Hoosiers coming into that state. And of course, that band that extends over southern Indiana is going to be the prime viewing location.
Yeah, it's coming in from Kentucky and, of course, other points, clearly, but also extending up through Franklin, just south of Indianapolis, although Indianapolis is in the shadow as well, and then up toward us. The exact center line is a little bit south of us, but we're going to be dark here.
We will for nearly 4 minutes, which is really, in eclipse terms, a significant amount of time.
What advice can you give to Munsonians who are just going about their day right now, today, on Friday, the 5th of April, looking ahead to Monday, and this estimated crowd of 100,000 people pouring in our population is around 70,000. Are they going to be able to get groceries or even get around town?
Well, today would be the best day to get those groceries. We're anticipating people are starting to arrive tonight. We know most of the hotels are booked Saturday, Sunday, and even Monday evening for our out-of-town guests. So today would be a great day to gas up your car, get your eclipse glasses at the Visitors Bureau or any of our other locations around the city.
And the Visitors Bureau is located where?
The Visitors Bureau, which has now rebranded to Destination Muncie, is on South Walnut Street, right before you get to the roundabout. I believe that's 121 South Walnut.
121 South Walnut. Okay, so you can get your spectacles there for the great show. What other sorts of events? We have a hootenanny or two planned in
yes,
town, don't we?
Multiple hootenannies, I believe, is the correct term there. Starting tomorrow, we'll have all kinds of events going on. There's a brew fest and a music festival going on at Cornerstone Center for the Arts. There will be some vendors there as well, some of our local artists selling their art that they've prepared for the eclipse. There's also a maker's market at the Heartland Hall at the Delaware County Fairgrounds. That's going to be a wonderful time. We hope people can go out and see some of those artists and makers who have been preparing for this. There's a there will also be music at the fairgrounds and some other things. And then on Sunday evening, we will also have an Orchestra Indiana concert at Pruis Hall on Ball State campus. So we're very, very excited for that. We have so many talented people who have been working to make sure this is an incredible event. Minnetrista is a huge partner as well. They'll have free family activities and learning experiences for kids. They've partnered with the Children's Museum to bring some of those to light. They have theater showings. There's a locally written and produced play by Jen Blackmer, A Golden Curve of Light, which is about the first all-female team to observe a total solar eclipse. So that's going to be a very, very special performances on Saturday and Sunday.
Sounds fabulous. And now, where can people go online to get this menu of activities?
I'm glad you brought up menu, because we do have so many different things, and individual businesses have planned all sorts of special menu items and festivities as well. The best place to get information is going to be on eclipsemuncie.com. That has kind of our weekend rundown. You can get your glasses and official eclipse t-shirts and all sorts of other memorabilia there.
eclipsemuncie.com. Let's turn for a moment, as we have a couple of minutes left here, let's turn for a moment to public safety. Muncie Police, Muncie Fire, ambulance services, and so forth and so on, they're going to be taking on double the population, like all of a sudden. What do you know about their preparations?
We are so grateful to our emergency workers and their teams. We've been in conversations for some months to figure out how to best keep everyone safe. So all of our police department and sheriff's department and fire and EMS are going to be out that day. We have different points set up throughout the city so they can hopefully reach anyone in case of an emergency. But we are asking that people avoid driving if possible on Monday. So your local neighborhood park will most likely have a watch party, where you can enjoy with your family and friends, plan a little bit ahead of time. You're also, of course, welcome to get out to Prairie Creek or the Academy of Model Aeronautics, who are hosting fabulous watch parties with all kinds of activities and entertainment and things to do while you're waiting for the big event. We've also, we understand that there might be a strain on cell service, and we're hopeful that all of our cell providers are going to be able to cover that influx of people, but we are recommending that you keep your phone on airplane mode until you need to contact someone, just in case our emergency services need to be able to make a call in a hurry.
Now, that's a good idea. Keep your cell phone on airplane mode, which, of course, reduces the contacting of the mothership, so to speak, by your phone to get out to the rest of the planet. I suppose, folks, we talked about groceries a moment ago. Folks who have the regular need for prescriptions, it would be good for them to get those filled.
Yes, we would recommend getting those today if possible, because we know even tomorrow and Sunday there's going to be more traffic than usual.
Now, of course, working as the communication director for the city, you know Mayor Ridenour. He's a distance runner, as I understand it. He must be running all over the place right now.
Yes, he is.
But not necessarily to work out. So what do you know? What is the mayor saying?
The mayor is very excited. He's been hugely supportive since day one. I was very excited to bring some of this information back after that first community meeting. And he's been extremely supportive, extremely positive, been able to help the police and fire plan and make sure that they're budgeting appropriately to be able to have all their available staff on hand. So he is very excited to welcome people to our great city of Muncie and our Delaware County. We believe we have a lot of magic here in Magic City, and we're excited to showcase that.
Ah, there you go. Now, that's a promotion person right there for you, right there. Got the good tagline there,
Michelle. Got to get the brand in there.
Yes. Michelle Owen, the City of Muncie's Communication Director, talking about the upcoming eclipse on Monday. Thank you very much for coming in and speaking to our audience.
Thank you, Stan.